I call it the best APM SaaS service in China. We much more care about the mobile user's experience. So my topic is good, better, or best to improve the mobile user's experience. But the most important thing is here. We drink too much in the last 2 days. Even the last night, we're still drinking. So I'm pretty sure that I will not drink a lot at the next meetings. It's really giving me a headache now. Okay, so let me begin. In China, especially in the major cities, generation 90 and plus is a big topic here. I'm born in 1970s. At that time, we call it Generation Y, which is the case of the Generation X. But now, our case is born. So most of the young guys, they just care about the new digital life in home. You can find the WeChat, the online shoppings, the home delivery, and the travel. You know, everything is booked online, and they do it online. So from the report of IDC, this says 44.1% of the ICT investment will come to the third generation platforms, which is called focusing on client. We call it client-centric platform. Compared to the first one and the second one is the computing platform. The second is application-centric platform. So currently, we are focusing on the customer. That's why we are coming here to show you we can combine the end user's experience monitoring with the data center monitoring together and to improve the customer experience here. So based on our database, we also have the data analysis here. 99% of the investment is in data center. Your equipment, your hardware, your software, your codings, your maintenance, all the investment is in the data center. But you can easily find here 80 or 90% of the customer experience issue is not happened in your data center. The data is coming from Akamai. You can find much more time spent is in the front end. So how to include end users' experience monitoring in your systems is a major job to improve your systems, to improve your system experience. Especially, we call it SRE here. The site reliability engineer, you cannot only care about your data center, care about your system. You should include the end user experience monitoring together. And then we try to find some, methodologies to fix the issue or to deliver the features. So based on the Gartner's, this says, we do the research here. This says three major pillars here. The first is the digital experience monitoring, the DEM. The second is the application discovery, tracing, and diagnostic. And the third is the analysis of the application itself. So based on all these new, But based on the analysis from Gartner, we based on these methodologies, we build up our systems and try to make it happen to monitoring the end user experience with the data center together. So here we really have many of the technologies here to make it happen. You can find the first from the customer side. We have the mobile apps, we have the browsers, and we also have the H5. They all make the end user experience. But we need to collect all these information. So how can we do to collect all these kind of information? The first is the mobile apps. We insert the SDK here to collect the information, to collect the customer experience. But for the browsers, we can inject the JS to collect the data. But for the H5, especially in China, we have the WeChat. We have many of the web views. So we need to combine the SDK and the GIS together to collect all the information. It's too complicated. You know, all the environments are not really the same. You cannot imagine that in China, only iOS and Android, we have 1,000, even more than 1,000 kind of the OS here in the mobile side. So we need to collect all the information. That's the first. And the second is the probe side. We call it the synthetic transaction monitoring. Means we need to have probes in the data center. We need to have the probes in end user side to collect all this information. But it's not only the web page. It's the transaction monitoring. Means you may log in first. You need to do something and make all the process happen and to collect the data to get the experience of the customers. And then we also have the monitoring of the networks. So here, by here, we can get all the end user to the mobile internet, to the internet, and then into the data center. But to the data centers, most of your monitoring is perfect. But here, we want to tell you that application topology is most important here for the data center monitoring. It's not only monitor the hardware, the virtual servers, or the application itself, but also the like the REST API, like the payment gateway, you know, all the topology of the applications. What's the API call and how many is spent? So get this topology automatically is so important. But you know, what we do is combine all this information from the end user, from the network, from the data center, from the application topology, or even for the code review. So we need to put all this information together to know why the customer end user experience is dropped, and what's happened, where it's happened, and how can we do to fix issues. So that's most important. So I list lots of technology here, like the bytecode injection. We need to put a time frame before the message call and also a time frame after the message call. And we get the difference. The in-between time is the execution of the message. So we collect all these kind of information to know where the time is spent. And then we can know how to fix the issues. So here is our methodologies, but it's too complicated. We need to find some way to make it easy. So here I tell you, we have 5 steps to get the result and fix the issues. The first is not technical things. It's the data collection and analysis. We call it scoring system. Means we need to get all of your users' experience and give you the score first. Like here is the map of China. For sure, we can get a map of the global. And then we give you the score based on our understanding of your vertical industry. So what's the score you should stand for? Like 80 means OK. 90 means excellent. But if your score is below the average, means you have the issues. So here the first. You know, customer experience from good or bad is kind of feelings. It's very difficult to do the compare. Like if I have 3 coffees in the morning, I'm so happy. So then I have no issue for the performance issues. So the good bad is not a good thing here for the compete. So we get the scoring system first. That's the major things. Currently, you know, in our system, every day we'll have 20 billion of the end user experience will be updated to our cloud. So based on all the data analysis, we can easily give the scoring first. That's the first. So if we find your score is below the average, you have issue now. And if we find you have the issue, we're working for the real-time user experience monitoring. So what's happened from code review even? And then the synthetic transaction monitoring means if you have the issue in this city, in this service provider, but all the others, what happened to the other users? Is that okay? Or they have the same issue like you? So that's a kind of analysis. And then we get analysis of your internet. And then the application topology, you know, step by step. The first step is scoring. So that's it first. And the second is we need really know what's happened in the end user side. Like, you know, the TCP time, the page download time, the rendering time, the BOM time, and the, you know, all the interactions with the users, and you know, a lot of the methodologies to analyze what's happened and at the end user. Even, you know, we'll do the analysis from the CPU side. How long you are using the CPU cycles in your systems. So here, the real user monitoring is so important to get the real customer experience, but not based on your experience in your data centers. It's not like this. So that's the second, to know what's happened in the end user side. And the third is network. You know, I'm working for a network for more than 20 years. So we really following the RFC here, and we'll know the DNS time, the TCP connection time, the first byte, the full download time, the page load time, or even we have the first screen time, like the web page. Normally the web page will have several slides, but the first screen represent most of the customer experience. If the first screen shows to you, you feel okay. So we get the first screen times recorded here also. So that's all the networking things to know what's the delay. If the issue is happening in the end user side, we'll find it. If it's happening in the network side, we'll find it. And then if it's not end user, not the network, we'll come into the data centers. So if we get into the data center, the first is the application topology. It must be an automatic discovery things. So we can get your topology. Like here's the major entry of about your applications. But for the application, they need the AAA over there. And then coming back, maybe the portals, and then the payment gateways, the GIS gateways, lots, you know, many of the APIs. And then we get all the application topologies here. You know, most of the SRE, they are focusing on servers. They are focusing on the application itself, like the TCP or the HTTP services. But in current systems, most of our application is not made in event server. It's, you know, a lot of the servers. It's really need we do the topology view to the maintenance engineers. Otherwise, they will just reboot the server to fix the issue. You know, many years we know reboot it works, but in current environment, reboot does not work. So we need the topology here. How many calls you make? What's the time delay? And what's the response time? Is that okay or is not okay? We need all monitoring here and do the alert. So the last one, is the code review. Just like I tell you before, we have even every lines of the code executions, all the method, we need know the time difference. So we know how many percent of your timing is spent on this method or on that API. So we do the code review of each line to get know where you spend the time. For the experience, you know, if you know where you spend the time, it's much easier for you to find the root cause. So here is pretty simple. Like myself, I'm the network engineer before, an experienced one, you know, many years. So most of times, if I find the performance issues, I will base on my own experience to do the analysis. But just like doctor, when you get sick, sorry about that, in the hospital, most important thing is get a CT first, to know what exactly happened to your brain, to your heart. It's not just a headache. So similar things in our system, we get the scoring first to know if you're above the average or below. The second is we know what's happened at the end user side, and then the network side, and then the application topologies, and the last one is code review. So we know all the process. You know, it's pretty difficult how to make all these data connected. In the server side, it's much more easier. We can use the cookie. Cookie is the ID for all the transactions. But from the customer side, most of times when using the login ID to make all the data linked to tracking even one users. Most of times the SRE are not only working for all end users, but also working for your managers, for your VIP customers. So here we have a customer call, your VIP customers, who says, oh, my feeling's bad, you have performance issue here. So what will happen? Before, you will check all your systems and give the answer is, oh, my server is okay, my system is okay, my application is okay, so I don't know what's happened to you. Sorry about that. That's a process. But currently, if you can get all these data, you can track the VIP user by using by his login ID. And tracking from the end user, the click to the network, to the data center, to all the to all the topologies, and give it back. We need all the time difference here. So it's pretty easy for you to tell him, sorry about that, we have some issues here, we'll fix soon. Or you can tell him, oh, sorry, it's not our issue. The data center is okay, the application is okay, the network is even okay, but your last mile connection have the issue. Maybe you're in your garage, you have the signal issues, but after that, you will be okay. So based on all these technologies, we make it together and make it happen to monitor all the customer experience. By using this methodology, we can improve our end-user experience step by step. You know, we have so many case studies to help our customers to fix the issue, to improve the end-user experience. And you know, here is just what we do before, for monitoring, for alert. But based on our negotiate or discussions with our customers, they are more like we do a little bit more, not only the monitoring. So we do just one thing more here. We call it from viewer to doer. Even we have AI systems, we have the machine learnings for all the alert and the system status, but it's all monitoring and alert. You can do nothing. But based on our systems, you know, my experience is, if you have so many experience data, why not? You can do something. Here, I show you, sorry about that, I cannot show you all the real data. It's real data, but you cannot see it clearly. It's from major banking customers in China, top four. So they have many of the internet links. In China, we have peer routing issues. So most of the data center will take choice of three or four internet link for the internet connections. So they have 12 of the internet links to do the load balancing. And just like a CDN, a smaller CDN. So we can get the monitoring of all the customers get into their data centers. You know, based on our data, just in Beijing, picking telecoms, if we take choice of the different internet links or the different internet POP service site, even the TCP connections can make 40% of the difference. If you make the good choice, means 40% of the TCP connection will be saving for free. That's the benefit. So currently, what we can do is we can base on our data analysis. Just as I tell you, we have 20 billions of customer user, end user experience data will upload to our cloud. So we really know where is a good choice for the customer visit. So we can change the customer routings based on DNS or based on the apps to point to the best service site. The best service site means pricing, experience, or based on the network delay or the packet loss. So we can find the best site in real time. It's not a CDN by static. We are really using the dynamic data. We can do it in real time to make the application routing to the best choice. So based on these technologies, we have some POCs in some major applications. The customer experience can be improved. Based on our data, it's 30% around. But the most important thing is the cost. Since we have many of the internet services here, we can lower the cost for 40% for our customers. So that's a major change from the APM technologies. Most of the time, when we do the APM, it's the monitoring and the alert. But currently, we can do something from the viewer to the doer. So that's pretty exciting for us. So here is a major conclusions. What we want is to combine the APM services with your daily works, since your job is not only making the data center or the application stable. You need to make sure your end user experience is acceptable, is good enough. So here we just have three keywords here. The first is make it widen. Most of your SRE daily work is monitor your systems, your data centers. We want to make it widely, including the end user, including the internet transactions. So we make it together, even tracking a VIP from the early beginning to the end database. So we can do that. That's the first, make it widen. And the second is make it deepen. Just like I showed you before, that the data center monitoring or the system monitoring is not only the servers, the application itself, not only HTTP code, but also you need to know what's the API call, what's the method call, what's the application topologies, what's the insight, and even the code review. So that's the deepen. Make your system monitoring deepen and widen. And the third is automation. So our meaning of the automation is not machine learning. We want to make some decision about the application routings based on our data. So that's the top three keywords here, widen, deepen, and automation. So from this simple diagram, you can find we are not competing with the traditional data center monitoring systems. You also do the same thing like before. You do the server monitoring, the JVM monitoring, the database, you know, the servers. You know, you just do your normal job. But we want to do something different above that, widen and deepen. So that's our key method here. And then the last one. SRE is for me, it's a new thing. And based on my understanding, SRE is sitting in the data centers, do the monitoring of your systems. But don't forget, end user experience is your beginning. Your job is for their experience. And also, the destination of your job is also make your end user happy. So, I mean, here, end user experience, especially the mobile user's experience, is really the major information or major things you need to know. So you should include the end user monitoring in your daily jobs. So quickly review, scoring systems. You need to have a big data. It's a really, really big things to do the analysis to get the average in different vertical. in different kind of jobs, in different kind of apps, in different time even. And the second is from end to end. We need to do the real users from early beginning to the end. We need end-to-end monitoring. It's not a system, it's a user monitoring based on the transactions. And the third is services. It's pretty hard. When we are trying to find the engineers here, you need to know the codings of the front end. You need coding of the mobile phones. You need to know the 4G, 5G, the mobile internet. You need to know the TCP, the BGP, the routings in the internet. You need a data center architect. You need to know DNS. You need to know WebLogic. You need to know even MongoDB or Redis. You need to so many things to do the analysis about the experience. So it's pretty hard. So based on our experience, it's really expense to hiring these kind of people. So we have no way to provide the services to customers to help them to find this kind of issue or even fix the issues. It's really a big investment from my teams to do the consultant services here. And to the end, is pretty simple. In 1990s, the internet have a very famous 8-second policies. Means if the timing is above 8 seconds, the user will be gone. And in 2012, my company released the first screen times in China. We call it Shou Ping Shi Jian, means your first screen shows. It's also a policy, a kind of standard. We make 3 seconds as the average in China. So currently, most of our users is above that. And now, it's the mobile users. It's the generation 90 plus. It's all new guys. They are the major contributors. They need much more better experience here. So we call it a second time for mobile users' experience. Like most of your guys, your apps, LinkedIn, Baidu, Taobao, Ali, even Facebook, if you click on your mobile phones, it should be show the next step in a second. That's kind of, the extremely good user experience is their requirement, is our customer requirement. So what do we do is to help the apps to get the good user's experience. And good is not enough here. SRE, most of times, you make the application works. It's good. But without your end user's experience, good experience, you're bad. So only good is not enough. We need to do it good, better, and best to get the best customer end user experience and then get your apps live life and get money, earn money back. So that's our major goals and the method of Tingyun to try to help you for the end user experience. So that's all from my side. Thanks.